We the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote for the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives.
Did you read that little passage? Go ahead. You guys can stay in the shot.
The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, and the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature.
The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, chosen by the legislature thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote.
The Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States.
To borrow money on the credit of the United States, to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes.
To establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States.
To promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive rights to their respective writings and discoveries.
To declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, to make rules concerning captures on land and water, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. To make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers and all other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States or in any department or officer thereof.
It's for Constitution Day.
Okay.
Would you mind reading for us and putting it on video so we can show it in the student?
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
The executive power should be vested in a president of the United States of America. He should hold his office during the term of 4 years and together with a vice president chosen for the same term.
No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible for the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible for that office who shall not have attained the age of 35 years and been 14 years in a residence within the United States.
A video of the Constitution Day. Would you mind reading a portion of the First Amendment?
The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors.
We're asking students if they wouldn't mind reading a little short passage from the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
And then it'll be shown on the video screens on September 18th in the student unions. Would you mind?
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
just
go ahead.
Oui, alors ils sont en train de m'interviewer sur la rue. Je t'appelle dans une minute. Okay, pardon.
Le Congrès ne devrait pas faire des lois qui
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishement of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
We're asking people to read little passages from the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
And we're going to show it on the video screens in Robert Purcell Union and would you mind reading one for us?
I don't mind.
Great, thank you.
Do I have to put my food down?
No, you can hold your food. That's why, because I love the fact that you have food.
A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude.
So this is a little video that's going to be shown in the student union and things like that on Constitution Day. It's Cornell video. And all we'd like you to do is just read this passage.
Okay.
Go ahead, thanks.
The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex.